This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Farm workers want better overtime pay. The Polis administration is working on guaranteed overtime after working 60 hours in 1 week. Adolfo Hernandez is a Weld County farm worker who points out that most industries require just 40 hours for overtime to kick in.
I would like to see the agricultural worker receive the salary that they deserve, the salary that is owed to them, so that they can provide, you know, food for their family, they can pay their rent, they can pay their bills.
Farm workers and their allies rallied at the state capitol today. Early data show 54 patients died last week of COVID in Colorado, down from nearly 84 2 weeks earlier. Hospital cases also dropped last week to roughly 941. However, a third of hospitals still report staffing shortages. Banner Health in northern Colorado says ICUs are packed with unvaccinated patients, many from rural communities. Nearly 900 refugees from Afghanistan will come to Colorado over the next few months. Lutheran Family Services is helping to resettle them. Jamie Blanchard says aid goes beyond finding housing.
We're required to provide culturally appropriate food when a family arrives, and so we ensure that, you know, we have items that people want to eat and that are acceptable for them for their religious requirements.
Blanchard says they also provide mental health services for refugees who might be anxious after having to flee their homes with very little warning. This is CPR News.